Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Dan Harris here. I am extremely excited to let you know that our 10% Happier Podcast family is expanding. We're launching a new podcast, and it's going to dig into a part of life that I know many of you are working through right now. I definitely am. Parenting. I know there is no shortage of parenting advice out there. Do a little Googling. You can find all sorts of listicles, 10 tips to get your toddler to eat broccoli, 11 ways to connect with your teenager, blah, blah, blah. That is not what this show is about, however. This is a show about the deepest, most challenging, and often hilarious aspects of parenting. You can kind of think of it as a support group for parents. It's for those of us who want to use the experience of parenting to grow and learn. The podcast is called Childproof, and in true 10% Happier fashion, the goal is to help introduce a little bit of mindfulness into your parenting life while telling relatable and fun stories. It's hosted by somebody truly phenomenal, my new colleague, I'm proud to say, Yasmeen Khan. She's a former newsroom reporter and a mom of two kids. Yasmeen came to 10% Happier herself when she was trying to get a handle on her stress and stop losing her cool with her kids, something I know I can relate to. I suspect many of you can too. And that sent her on a quest to see how other parents are managing the tough parts of parenthood and also celebrating the wins. Yasmeen's going to bring you conversations and stories with fellow parents and with experts on how to navigate this whole parenting thing, especially the shifts that happen within ourselves. Because parenting isn't just about raising your child. It's about growing and changing yourself. So I want to let you listen now to a trailer for this new show called Childproof.
No! It's Thursday. I am sitting down the hall from my kids who are yelling in the background. This is me, hiding from my family as my two daughters get ready for bed. The energy is a little crazy and I don't feel like dealing with it right now. Not trying to slack off or anything, but I hear my kid having a meltdown. And I don't want to have a meltdown either, because I feel like I could. Am I allowed to say that? Okay, so I'm just going to wait it out for a few minutes and then go in to help with teeth and stories. I'm Yasmeen Khan. I'm a recovering news reporter and mom of two little kids, who's trying really hard to regulate my own emotions the way I'm telling my three-year-old she should. And to do that, I know I need to understand where I'm at and who I am as a parent. That's what I've been wrestling with. And turns out, I'm not alone.
I thought I'd be a magically chill dad.
Like, where did my former self go?
I'm like, oh God, I miss that. I miss that.
It is still very hard to reconcile the fact that I have a four-year-old.
You don't need me to tell you that raising a kid is incredibly exhausting, overwhelming, also rewarding and fun. I want us to talk about how we can do this job and keep track of ourselves in the process. Like, how are you doing? From 10% Happier, this is Childproof. It's a parenting show about parents. Whether you're in the early years of having kids.
I sort of felt like I was on drugs for the first several months of my daughter's life.
You're cranky and tired and cranky and tired.
Or working through issues as they get older.
When your daughter is hiding a guy from you, that's one thing that a father should know.
Suffice to say, we pulled apart like all the white claws out of my kid's bedroom today.
We're gonna get honest. Really honest.
I really don't like playing with kids.
I actually took out my nipple ring.
Wow, kids cost a lot of money.
Y'all, I love my family so much, but I got so bored of them. So bored.
You'll hear from families that look just like yours and nothing like yours.
There were mom and dad households. There were just mom households. There were grandparent households.
They're like, how am I going to explain that to my children? I'm like, you just tell them and they're okay with it. It's not that hard.
And you'll hear from folks who have expertise and wisdom to share about how to take care of you. They won't hold back either.
All of this advice leads many parents to believe that there are other parents out there who have nailed this.
They're going to say, you should be doing this. Oh, no, 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 don't do it that way. And you're just doing what you think is best for your family.
Maybe there are ways you've changed as a person since having kids that you're not sure how to deal with. Or maybe there are ways you want to change. We're going to talk about that. And we'll get insight on how to sift through all the stuff that fills our heads. Our anxieties, self-doubt, what it's going to take to get through bedtime. We're going to talk about these things together. Because parenting is a badass thing to do, and there's a lot to say.
You don't really know what kind of parent you are until it's happening, right?
Maybe you actually can do things that you spent a long time telling yourself you couldn't.
The whole world knows that Dan Horowitz has wanted to have a baby since the day he was born.
I gotta tell you, it's the best thing that I've ever done in my life. I love being a father.
Childproof. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm incredibly excited to launch this new show. You're going to be hearing a lot about it here on this show. Congratulations to Yasmin and all of the people who have worked so hard to make this show a reality. I can't resist one little item of business here. Are you still looking for a holiday gift? Skip the supply chain woes and send your loved ones mindfulness this year with a subscription to the 10% Happier app. We're offering gift subscriptions at a discount through the end of this month. No shipping required, obviously. Your gift will be delivered directly to your email inbox. Get a gift subscription by visiting www.10percent.com/gift. That's 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/gift. We'll see you back here on Monday with an episode about how to change your habits, incredibly relevant as we approach a new year. It's a rerun from earlier in this year from a guest named Katie Milkman. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest. And they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.